from KQED.
Six states have now legalized same-sex marriage, but the Federal Defense of Marriage Act is still the law of the land. Here in California, some gay rights activists have pushed for federal recognition using the tax code, and they got it. But the success came at a cost for registered domestic couples, gay and straight, this past tax season. Elba Rivera and Brooke Oliver of San Francisco have been together for 16 years. They've been going to the same tax accountant for 16 years, too. So they didn't doubt he earned the extra money when he charged $2,000 more this year because it was so much more complicated. Here's Elba Rivera.
It's worth it. I mean, maybe it's more expensive, but it's worth it because we are a couple and we're acknowledged.
After years of back and forth, the Internal Revenue Service agreed last May to require registered domestic couples split their income. The agency also decided to apply the rule immediately to tax year 2010. That turned out to be not quite enough turnaround time. In March, TurboTax threw up its hands, urging affected people to seek out an accountant. Some of them didn't know what they were doing. This month, the IRS itself apologized to about 300 couples in California, Nevada, and Washington who received scary but incorrect queries from the IRS office in Fresno. Despite all that turmoil, Oliver agrees with her wife, it was worth it.
I'm very glad they did it on a personal level and on a political level. All of this is part of the cost of getting our civil rights.
Oliver's equanimity may have something to do with the fact they paid less in taxes as a result of splitting their income. Oliver is a lawyer, Rivera an artist. Others have paid more, especially if the couple included two high earners. They might pay yet more if the federal government ever recognizes them as married, according to Santa Clara University law professor Patricia Kane. She's married to her wife, as far as California law sees it, so like Rivera and Oliver, she has to deliver one tax picture for the Franchise Tax Board and another for the IRS.
You have to file as married at the state level and single at the federal level. So you have to file two single returns, and then you have to, at the federal level, then you have to fill out a mock joint return at the federal level in order to determine what your state liability is. This year, it turned out I would have paid $25,000 more in federal taxes if I had filed as married rather than single.
Wow. That's a big difference.
That's a huge difference. That just also points up, again, why the Defense of Marriage Act makes no sense. It actually probably would raise revenue for the federal government.
Professor Kane's argument, and indeed the one that changed the way tax law is applied to gay couples, focuses on community property, not marriage.
It's the law. I mean, we have a 1930 Supreme Court case that said spouses in community property states must split all of their income and all of their deductions because that's the reality of how they own it.
To make the case before the Treasury Department and the IRS, Kane teamed up with Don Reed, a tax lawyer from Berkeley.
It was because we applied for a private ruling that they were forced to do something. Some of them are very routine. This one happened not to be.
Under the Bush administration, federal lawyers resisted. But under the Obama administration, they changed their position. You could argue the tax activists could have waited to see if the Defense of Marriage Act would be defeated. Federal tax law would then adjust accordingly. But back in San Francisco, Brooke Oliver disagrees.
No, I think it's great to make incremental progress. You know, you nibble away at the edges and it makes the big things smaller and easier to deal with.
For more detail on the complexities of the tax law change, we've posted an extended interview with Professor Kane online. Look for the link at californiareport.org.